Cheers, Des.
I know, right?
Hi, my name's Kelly and I'm an addict.
Hi, Kelly.
I always kind of trick myself into thinking that, you're all right doing this. Like, you're ready for this. And actually, I'm sitting in and I'm not. Like, I don't feel it anyway. And like always, I will just open my mouth and whatever comes out is usually what happens. And I have no filter at all. It's got better in recovery, but it's not great. And I think I like that about myself. I love that about myself, because I'm just me. I am me. And I wasn't able to do that for a lot of years. I've kind of gone through today and I've kind of thought, you're sharing at Trafalgar tonight. Just like, you know, like, I haven't kind of had the time to kind of sit down and think, right, you're sharing at Trafalgar tonight. You need to be inspiring and you need to be like all this great stuff. Because to be honest, it don't really bother me that much. If I am, I am. If I ain't, I ain't. But throughout the day, I've kind of gone like, you're sharing tonight. I'm not feeling very spiritual. I'm not feeling very like guru, and I'm not feeling very like NA, and I'm usually feeling not very capable of sharing in NA, and that I've got a message to give that's going to be of any use to any of y'all. But that's not my call, right? That's not my call. Like, what we do here is service, and I was asked to do service, and I've always been told by my sponsor and other members of NA that if you get asked to do service, if you've got a really good reason why you can't, then don't. But if you haven't, then do it. It keeps me clean, and hopefully it helps someone else in the meantime. So, that's what I'm going to do. I was kind of looking around the room before the meeting started, and there's lots of new faces that I don't know very well, but there's lots of old ones, and I don't mean that as in, like, they're really old. Some of them are. I mean that they were around before I came around, and they're still around, and people that have come around while I've been around and stuck around, and it's really lovely to see, and it's like, I've got connections with them people. And what I've found out in recovery about myself is that I like that. I'm quite good with people. I'm actually like, I'm quite an outgoing, if people do know me in the room, I'm quite an outgoing, bubbly character most of the time. And I like that warmth, because I felt that when I walked into these rooms. And my experience was walking into this room, actually. Some of you may know that, this was my first meeting. I accidentally walked into this meeting and see you lovely lot sitting there all like prim and proper, and thought, what the hell is this? And I stood on them steps just there and kind of looked around the room with like I was probably the colour of Dean's t-shirt.
Great.
Yeah, elephant white. And I looked around the room and I didn't know what yous were doing, and I didn't see the sense in listening to someone talk about why they were clean or how they got clean, or like, none of that really, it all went right over my head because I was all still so self-centered that the only thing that mattered was that I was in so much pain and I just wanted to get out of it. And I sat where that guy is in the second row at the last chair and cried my eyes out for about an hour, until, which isn't unusual for me, I might add. And at the end of the meeting, I was kind of nudged into getting my white key ring, and I'd done that through like fear, like, I'd never felt that I'd never been aware of, I know now, before. And I got up and got my key ring, and I was 2.5 years clean on Tuesday. Mm. And I've managed to stay around for that whole time. So, I don't plan on going anywhere, because the stuff that I've gained in just that short space of time, which is relatively, I say short, because compared to the amount of time I was using from the age of like 13, 14, I was going to say usual stuff, but is it usual, like, for kids that age to be sitting over the park, like, with my friends, kind of counting our pennies together to see how much we had to get K-Cider? And K-Cider was still in a bottle then. It was like, it weren't even in a can. And 10 fags, 99p. I remember 10 fags being like... don't look at me like that, Tone. I know you were fucking older than me.
Not with this face.
cheek of it. So yeah, that's kind of where my journey started. And so in perspective, 2.5 years isn't long at all, but what I've gained in that time is a life beyond my wildest dreams. And it sounds so corny coming out of my mouth, it really does. I think, oh God, basic tech stuff, like, it really makes me feel quite ill. But because my go-to place for stuff is that all I know is that I wasn't able to live without a substance inside me before I came into NA. And even when I first came into NA, I didn't know how to do that. But the experience of one addict helping another without parallel is what's got me to where I am today. Because I learned through the steps and through doing what this program suggests that all it takes sometimes is me to pick up the phone to someone that might know better, and I do feel better. And that's kind of been my experience. I walked into this meeting and I had nothing, like completely bankrupt in all areas of my life, internally and externally. And I didn't know where to turn anymore. I wasn't speaking to family. I'd lost everything I'd ever thought was what I was meant to be doing. And I didn't care about myself, and I didn't care about the effect that had on anyone else around me. Actually, today I started a new job 2 weeks ago. My first full-time job in 14 years, I might add. And I was really scared. And I'm in my second week, and I've been I work with homelessness because of where I was, because of my story. Part of my service, not just in NA, is to the to the world. That was my passion coming out then. Help people, like, be nice. And I've been at a centre today, Assessment and Recovery Centre it's called, and it's not recovery like we know recovery, it's recovery from homelessness, but not addiction, unfortunately. And some of the people that have been doing this work for years, like got 15 years experience of working with homelessness, haven't got a clue when it comes to addiction, as far as I'm concerned anyway. Sorry, a bit of an opinion. But I'm seeing that today, like, people where I was, like, not so long ago, actually. And it's really sad. Wow. It's really sad. I want to give this to everybody. I want to be able to give this to everybody. Like, and NA gives people the opportunity to do that. But I just... I'm going to be really selfish and say that I'm just really glad that I got the opportunity to do that. And just to get current, like, so 2.5 years clean, I'm working full time. This was a girl that walked in here fuck all, sorry.
No,
absolutely, fuck all, like, and I got my daughter back in my life, and she's hard work. She's really hard work. Like, I want to send her back. I prayed for this stuff. Like, throughout my, since I got clean, I went, please God, I want my kids back. I just want to see my kids. And now I've got it. Like a proper addict. I've gone, I don't want it now. I don't want it. And my step 11 that I've just, well, not just, but recently read out. One of the questions was, have you ever prayed for something and then, like, you don't want it no more? And that is my experience. Mm. And I was speaking to someone before the meeting. If I don't come to meetings and say that stuff out loud and hear myself say it, I feel awful, for one, for thinking that. Like, how dare I? My daughter, who I lost at the age of 6, has been in care since the age of 11, and now she's back, and I've got the opportunity to be the mum that I've always wanted to be. I want to send her back. That's just awful. But it's not the truth, because when she rings me up and I hear that she turns 18 in a couple of weeks, I'm getting her a cake made and she's going to come down to London, I'm hoping, and we're going to go to the theatre and go for dinner, and makes me feel old. She's 18, oh my God. But when I hear that she's being taken advantage of by a boy, or she says something to me that goes, that was you when you were that age, I just want to chuck my arms around her and bring her home, is what I want to do. And I can't do that. I can't do that because she's in Southampton, and I've got to let her make her own mistakes to a certain extent, because you don't learn otherwise. Mm. And that's just to get current. So I suppose what I'm saying is, I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, I've just stuck around. I've just done what, like, it's pretty easy. Like, if you want it, if you really want to get clean and stay clean and put some effort in and get a sponsor and do the steps, and, like, I'm no NA Nazi, by the way. I just, it works. Like, it honestly works. And yeah, I just remembered that you gave me my 5 about 5 ago. So I'm going to shut up. And okay. Yeah, thanks.
Amazing.